Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. Welcome back to Sean's Magical Odyssey. So today I wanted to talk about places that I've explored, cities I've been to, cities that I've really enjoyed checking out. And, you know, with the pandemic going on and it making traveling more difficult, especially for me, because I'm in Canada, I'm not able to cross the border as the land border here is closed. And flying into the country from Canada is very expensive and comes with a lot of restrictions. So it's best to stay in Canada for now until the border opens up. But in the meantime, I just thought, you know, how about I share some stories? Because I know a lot of us are dreaming about the day that we're going to be able to jump on a plane or jump in a car and take a trip. And so I thought, you know what? I'm just going to tell you guys about some cities that I've been to that I've really, really enjoyed. And maybe it's cities you've been to and maybe it's cities you haven't. And if you haven't been there, then maybe it's going to be on your next travel list. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. Guys, you make sure you're following me on Instagram and Facebook at Sean's Magical Odyssey. And you can follow me on Twitter at Magical Sean. And don't forget, I also have a YouTube channel. That's where it all began. It's just over a year old now, and you can check me out on YouTube at Sean's Magical Odyssey as well. Okay, guys, so let's get started. So one of my very favorite cities, I loved it so much that in 2017, I went three times. Yes, three times because I loved it so much. And the city I'm talking about is Nashville, Tennessee. Love Nashville. So in all three cases, I did drive. The first time I went, it was for a CrossFit competition that I was not in, but I went to watch. I drove down with my friend Fallon because we enjoyed going to those. And this year, that year in 2017, it was hosted in Nashville. So we thought, yeah, let's drive it. So from Windsor to Nashville, it's 8 hours by Google Maps. But it ends up being about 10 hours by the time you stop for gas and food and those kind of things, bathroom breaks and stuff. So not bad. And I really, really enjoyed the drive because the scenery changes so much from Windsor and getting into Tennessee with the lushness of the forests, the greenery, the hills. You're going up hills and down hills. And the area that I'm in right now is pretty flat. So once you get beyond Cincinnati, the scenery changes a lot. So I really enjoyed that. So I loved it so much that I went in May of 2017. And then I had a little bit of time off coming off in June. So I decided I would drive back. This time I drove by myself and I went and stayed with my friend Tim that lives there and spent a week and just did a lot of sightseeing and exploring the city. And I just love Nashville. You know what I love the most about it too is how nice the people are. That Southern hospitality. People cared about your story, where you were from. They wanted to know your business. I loved it. And when you travel to cities where people are, you know, can't even stop to give you a direction, it's a breath of fresh air. So then in September of 2017, a friend of mine had said that he had always wanted to go to Nashville. It was a dream of his. So we made another trip back down there. So in 2017, I spent three times in Nashville. And so, you know, obviously I haven't been back there yet, but I would like to go soon. And hopefully if things reopen, I have a couple friends that I would like to take a road trip down there. So what did I love about it? Well, you know, I love the hospitality, right? It's also, it's the home of country music. Not that I'm a huge country music fan, but I like it. A lot of celebrities live there as well, too, because it's a quick flight to Los Angeles, but they can still have that small town feel of Tennessee. They have some really beautiful neighborhoods that are there. So the city about 15 or 20 years ago was a little bit rough in some areas. And some of those areas have recently turned around. They've had money reinvested into them. They've had new businesses, independent shops, those kind of things open up. And of course, it changes the whole landscape, and it changes the whole scenery of those particular areas. And I just love it. Like, I even went to a coffee shop there that was independently owned, and you can bring your dog with you. So, yeah. And I thought, oh, that's very different. I like this. And there's like a neighborhood called the Gulch, which is really cool. They have Biscuit Love, which is one of the chains there where you can go get your breakfast and you get your Southern biscuits. But they also have the What Lifts You, the Kelsey Montague Wings campaign. So that's kind of really where Kelsey got her start. She painted this piece of art. She was commissioned to do it. And Taylor Swift posted a picture in front of it. And of course, that took off. So then everybody wanted to go to Nashville and get their picture taken in front of this Kelsey Montague What Lifts You Up Wings series. And since then, she's done very well. Kelsey, she's been commissioned to do her wings in other cities as well. And of course, each one of them are different. And each city that I go to that has them, I like to hunt them down and get pictures in front of them. So it's kind of a little thing that I like to do when I travel. But that was where the initial one had started, and it became famous because of Taylor Swift. What else is there? There's Centennial Park, which is a lot of fun. They have a replica of the Parthenon there that exists in Greece. So that's kind of cool because you're in the middle of Tennessee and you have this Greek building that's built in Centennial Park. So it's fun to kind of wander around there. I liked going up to Love's Circle. Not many people know about that, but that's a great view of the skyline of downtown Nashville. So you have to do a little bit of research, and it's a little bit of a hike to get there. But when you get there, it's worth it. Lots of people kind of make their way, and we all sit up on top of this hill, and we can look out and see Nashville skyline. So you can go take pictures. You can hang out there in the evening and see all the lights of the city. It's very pretty. And one of the features when you go into Nashville, one of the buildings there, they call it the Batman building because it looks like Batman's cowl, right? With the bat ears and stuff like that. So it is really cool when you look at it, but that's what they call it. They refer to it in Nashville. What else? So yes, I did go to the Country Music Hall of Fame, of course, because you need to go and see that. And when I was there, it was very cool because they had a Shania Twain exhibit that was just being featured. And she does mention that she was originally from Windsor, Ontario, Canada. So yay, Windsor. I was very excited to read that. And they had a bunch of artifacts and clothing and stuff from her various shows and videos and her music career. And I thought that was a lot of fun. There was a lot of Dolly Parton stuff there. They had a little bit of Kelly Clarkson. They had like lots of stuff. The Dixie Chicks. I could go on and on and on, but you need to check it out yourself. And I really enjoyed that. And like I said, again, not a huge country music star or a fan, but I did enjoy the experience. It's part of Nashville, so you got to check it out, right? One of my favorite restaurants when I went there was Taco Mamacita. So they have tons and tons of taco choices when you're there. And one of my fun stories when I went there is one of the waitresses that she was our waitress, sorry, for that evening. I was sitting there and I was kind of talking to her at the end. So I'm like, what kind of famous people come in here? And she's like, well, not so much the famous, but they've had Usher come in. Taylor Swift has been there a few times. And then she did tell me that when she was growing up, she and Miley Cyrus were friends. And of course, she knew her as Destiny, right, is Miley's real name. And she was showing us a picture of when they were growing up together and that they went to church together and they used to go to camp together. And that Miley had told her that one day when she becomes famous, she will become her road manager. And she was still waiting for a call from Miley Cyrus. But I thought that was really cool. So that was my closest being next to somebody who was friends with a celebrity. So I just thought that that was kind of a fun story. Not maybe as exciting as some of the other things maybe you've experienced in your life, but it was exciting to me. And the restaurant is great. I love the tacos. I've been there a couple times, obviously, because I had been in the city a bunch of times that year. What else? You know, there's all the things, right? There's Broadway. That's where you go if you want to go to the honky-tonk bars and you want to do all your drinking. And that's where all the bachelorettes go and have all their parties. But that's not really my scene. So I didn't even go there. We walked up in the daytime, but, it's kind of smelled like vomit and urine and stuff. That's a big turnoff for me. And I just wanted to walk up it just to say that I did it. But you know, I didn't party there at all or whatever. That's not really kind of my scene. They do have a great, I wouldn't know if I call it a gay neighborhood, but a couple of the gay bars, they're very close to each other there. So there's one called Tribe and Play. So there are bars that are next door to each other, same owners. Tribe is kind of where you go in and you have a few drinks and sit down around the bar, watch a little bit of TV. Maybe you're watching RuPaul's Drag Race on the TV sets. And then when you want to go dancing, you go next door to Play. And Play is where they have all the drag shows. So when I was there, I saw Cameron Michaels and I saw Brooklyn Heights. And this was before they were on RuPaul's Drag Race. So I remember seeing them and just being like, oh my God, these drag queens are amazing. And then, you know, a couple years later, Cameron was on first and then Brooklyn was on the year after on RuPaul's Drag Race. So that was kind of fun to see them before. And also when Fallon and I had gone in May, we went and we saw Lizzo. So Lizzo was performing there at Play. Lizzo wasn't obviously big like she is now in terms of her song hits and stuff like that. She was just kind of up and coming. But we enjoyed seeing her. She just did a couple numbers and I didn't know who Lizzo was and Fallon didn't either. And we listened to a little bit of her music before we went. And of course, then, you know, a year or so after that, she skyrocketed and then had her big album that come out. So that was kind of fun as well, too, to have seen in Nashville, because there's a lot of people that start their music careers in Nashville because it's a way to get discovered, right? Because a lot of the music industry is down there as well. So anyways, those are some good memories. I remember that. The city itself was great. It's got a great vibe. I love a city that I have that I feel happy and welcome in. And I loved just walking around and taking in all the sights and taking in the photos and hanging out with friends and talking to people and just taking in all of the new opportunities and new experiences. So I do love Nashville very, very much. It's a city that's very close to my heart and I definitely want to go back again. And I want to bring some friends this time who have not been because they will have a lot of fun. So another gay bar that we went to was Canvas. And that's just up the street. And one thing I really liked about there, so when we went in September, I had gone down with my friend, of course, it was his dream to go there. And a couple of my friends that I've met now that live in Nashville, we went to Canvas and it was a theme night of some sort. I think it was a leather night. And when you walk in, the front door and to the right is kind of a long bar, right? That kind of travels the whole length of the bar. And on the left is the corridor where you kind of walk up and down to kind of get past the bar to get to the front door to back in the area where the dancing is at the other end of the bar. So along that wall, there's these little kind of tables that are attached to the wall that kind of jut out, right? So I'm standing there and my friend's behind me and the couple of friends are over to the side of me. And as people are walking by, they want to be kissing. So I'm like, okay, so people are walking by and they're just saying hi because, you know, it's Southern hospitality. And next minute I know I'm lip locking some of these guys and my friends behind me is like, do you know who that is? I'm like, nope. I said, I'm just going with the flow. They want a kiss. I'm giving them a kiss. So I just had a great time that night. It was so much fun because normally when I go to gay bars, people are very standoffish. They're not friendly. They're not approachable. They don't make eye contact and whatever. And here I go to this evening at Canvas and people are just like walking up to me. Hey, beautiful, giving me a hug. I'm kissing them. I'm doing whatever. And, you know, I'm just like, wow. Like, I love this. I love how this can be very random. You don't have to know anything about these people. And they just want to say, hey, welcome to Tennessee kind of thing. So I really, really enjoyed that. Another thing that I got to do when I was there is that I took a little trip out to, I got to remember the name of it now. It's trying to remember the name of the town. Cooksville. Yes, Cooksville, Tennessee. Okay, it came to me. So Cooksville, Tennessee is halfway between Nashville and Knoxville, Tennessee. And that is the home of Rich Froning's CrossFit Gym, CrossFit Mayhem. I've been doing CrossFit for years and Rich Froning is big in the CrossFit community, big in the games, four-time winner. And I wanted to go to his facility. So I t- Took the car, drove the hour and a half to get there, checked in, did a workout. Everybody was super friendly. Rich was not there, but Sarah Sigmund's daughter was. So she's another big athlete in the CrossFit Games, and she was super, super nice. And I had met her when Fallon and I had gone down in May. So now this is June, so the next month. And we stayed behind in May, Fallon and I, after the competition, because I wanted to say hi to her. So finally she comes over, she says hi, she's chatting with a group of us for a little while. And then when I went back in June and actually went to CrossFit Mayhem, she was there working out. And she said, hey, she goes, I remember you. She said, I met you at the games, right? And I said, yeah. She goes, I remembered the blonde hair and the dark beard. And I was so excited. Again, you know, not a huge celebrity, but a celebrity in the CrossFit community. And I was so excited that she remembered me. Hey, it's the small things in life that make me feel important. So I'll take them where I can get them. And yeah, so I was very, very excited about that. And that just put a smile on my face for the whole day. I enjoyed my workout. I did some shopping when I was there at the CrossFit Mayhem store. And then I headed back into Nashville. And then my friend Tim is a great tour guide. He knows lots about this, the city. So he took me to a lot of great places. He knows where kind of the places to go that the tourists don't know about. We went to some really cool coffee shops. I'm not a big coffee fan, but I love to hang out in trendy, kind of independently owned coffee shops. And I'm not sure why. I don't know why, because I'm not certainly not a coffee person. I'll get a latte. Maybe it's because I love to people watch. But I also just love that it's not a chain. I love the decor of a lot of these places and the heart and soul that these business owners and staff, they put into their, coffee shops, because it's their pride and their joy. And maybe that's why I enjoy going in there, because it's, again, it makes me feel good. It's good for my positivity and my confidence. So maybe that's why I enjoy it when I think about it. But, yeah, so we did a lot of that kind of stuff. What else did we do? Oh yeah. So you can do the, Scioto River Walk. So you can walk along the river that's there, and there's lots to see, to do and do there as well. And, when I was downtown, I went to this really, really, really cool coffee, not coffee. It's got me on coffee. It was a candy shop, and it was called Rocket Fizz. And it was like floor to tall ceiling of different candies, like old school stuff, stuff that you don't see anymore, different flavors of pop, stuff you don't see anymore. And it was so cool in there. I just loved it. You can, you know, I spent about 45 minutes wandering around and going, oh my God, I remember this as a kid. I remember that. This is awesome. And just picking up some stuff and then just being really excited and being very nostalgic feeling after I'd left there. So I really enjoyed going to there as well. But yeah, just all in all, there's so many things to mention about Nashville, but if you've never been, and you only know it because, you know, your girlfriends are like, oh my God, it's so great for bachelorette parties. It's so much more than that. Okay. If that is not your thing, that's a 2% of what you would do in the city. There's a whole another 98% of stuff to do. One of the other things that I love about it is the town that's right next door to it is called Franklin, Tennessee. And Franklin, Tennessee was one of the big battles of the Civil War. And I'm a huge fan of the Civil War. I love it. And not that the fact that it's a war and people die, but I love the romance of the Civil War. It was a very romantic time. Though people were dying, there was lots of, I don't know, romantic things that were going on. People were very passionate about their causes and their beliefs, whether they were right or wrong. But I think that just kind of draws me in. And so I did go to one of the homes that was still, that had survived the Civil War time. I did that in Franklin. And you could see like blood on the floor, because at one point it had been turned over as a hospital. So you could still see some of the blood that had stained the floors. You could see some of the dents when the kind of the cannonballs had come in through and dented the wood floors there and stuff. And the original furniture and the layout and all that kind of stuff was there after it was restored back from being a home to a war hospital and then back to a home again. And there's a gift shop and all that kind of stuff. And I just loved being there. I just remember closing my eyes and thinking what it would have been like how scared I would have been as a soldier in the Civil War back at that time. But I just loved it. So it's a great area for if you're a Civil War enthusiast, Franklin, Tennessee. And then one of the places that's really cool, too, is I like to check out donut shops when I go to places, to different cities. And one of them is, I'm going to get this wrong, and my friend Fallon is going to upset me because she's going to correct me, I should say. And I believe it's called Five Daughters Donut Shop. So they have a few locations in the city. And they make all of their own donuts. They make some cool theme ones. They made, yes, it is called Five Daughters. I wanted to check it out. And they, this particular time that I had gone, Fallon had seen on Facebook. This was when I went in September of 2017. She had seen on their Instagram or Facebook that they had made unicorn ones. And she wanted me to go and get a unicorn donut for her. So I'm like, okay, so I know there's like four locations. I'm driving one after the other after the other. They're all sold out. They're sold out. And then they wouldn't reserve. So you couldn't call ahead and say, hey, I'm on my way. Can you reserve two donuts for me? So my friend who had gone with me is like calling from the hotel room. He's like, yep, they've got some over at this one. So I'm driving there. I get there. I rush in. They've only got like four left. I buy two of them. I buy a container, a Ziploc container from one of the drugstores there. And I put Fallon's in there. And I carried that on my lap all the way back from Nashville to Windsor. And then hand delivered her a unicorn donut from the Five Daughters Donut Shop. See? That's what I will do for my friends. Anyway, so that is Nashville. If you get a chance, please go. Please put it on your list. You will have an amazing time. All right. Next city on my list I want to talk about is Palm Springs, California. So I went to Palm Springs. Oh my gosh. I got to think now. 2014, I think, was the first time that I had gone. I went to LA. With my friend Dave and my friend Vic, and some friends that were staying in Palm Springs wanted us to take a little drive out and see it. And I was kind of like, oh, I don't know. I mean, it's the desert. I love going to the beach. That's more my thing. I love the, you know, being in LA. And I said, well, you know, my friends are there. They want us to come visit. So we went out. So we booked a little motel out there. And you're driving outside of, you know, LA. And of course, my friend who's in Palm Springs is like, make sure you leave before 2 o'clock, because if not, you are going to be caught in traffic, because it's about a 90 minute drive. And if you get caught in traffic, that can be like a 2 hour drive. So we are driving out there. Of course, we leave at about 2:15 and we get stuck in traffic. So we ended up being several hours getting out there. But we made it. We checked into the hotel. And then I'm looking at the scenery. And I'm just like, oh my God, it's gorgeous. Because when you're leaving LA, it's very lush, very green. You drive, drive, drive. All of a sudden, you go through a mountain pass and then it becomes desert. And you know that you're near Palm Springs because there's nothing but those wind turbines everywhere, like thousands of them. So you get out into the desert, everything's nice and clean because the sun kind of bleaches everything out. You have a beautiful mountain range that surrounds the city, and it's absolutely gorgeous. We get there, the sun sets a little earlier because it's in California, but you watch the sun set over the mountains, and it's just, it's gorgeous. It's breathtaking. So I had a really, really good time there at that time, and then I went back out in 2019. So it was June 2019. My friend Edward and I wanted to take a big trip. And we had decided to do Los Angeles and Palm Springs. So we do our couple days in LA and then we drive out to Palm Springs. And of course, it's just as I had remembered, the scenery changing. We did leave earlier though, so we didn't spend a lot of time in traffic. Edward had never been, so this was his first time. So on the way in, they have a great outlet mall that's there. So we stopped. We did a little bit of shopping because we were waiting for the hotel room to be available. So I bought some Converse shoes there that were created for Gay Pride. So, of course, I had to snatch those up. And then we headed over to the hotel and we checked in. And one of my friends was coming to visit from Phoenix. So he, that's about 4 hours away by car. So we were also waiting for him to get into town and get checked into his hotel. So we kind of just chilled and took a little break and a rest. It'd been a long travel day. And so Brad met us and we all met at a restaurant there to have a little dinner. And then we decided we would take in the nightlife that night. So we go over to the area. There's a little strip there that has all the gay bars and the gay shops and restaurants and that all in one little area. So we headed over there. And then we, after the night got late, we all went back to our hotel room and then we just settled in for the night. I'm sure Edward and I watched Golden Girls. And then we woke up the next day to begin a new day. So what else do I love about Palm Springs? Well, so for me, Edward and I, we were staying at one of the DoubleTree hotels and we were wearing our Speedos. And we come out down by the pool. And it's like, oh, okay, it's all like golf dads and their wives and their kids, and they're all wearing really long shorts and all that stuff. And, you know, we walk by and they're kind of like, oh, everybody's looking. So I'm like, oh, not that I normally care, but usually there's another mix. So there might be some other people wearing Speedos or something where I've gone, and there was nobody. So Edward and I were like, oh, we don't know if we want this to be our pool days here. We can stay here, but maybe we should find a day pass at one of the gay resorts. Because a lot of the gay resorts will offer a day pass where you can go and kind of chill by the pool. And then, of course, you can wear your Speedos and then you feel super comfortable. So that's what we did. So we went and we went to one of the gay resorts there and we got a day pass. And, yeah, it was great. And you could socialize with people and they were chatting by the pool and they were sunning out on the sun chairs by the pool. So it was a great day. Brad had joined us there as well. We skipped out and got some lunch at Sherman's Deli. So if you've never been to Sherman's Deli, you need to check out that. The portion sizes of the food are great. It's very famous. So anybody who has been to Palm Springs, anybody who, a lot of celebrities, of course, their pictures are up on the wall. So you can see some of the famous people have been in there over the years. And then we got dessert. And I mean, we're talking about, we ordered a cake and the dessert slices are huge. I couldn't believe how huge this piece of cake was. Like three people could have shared this piece of cake, but so good. And they make it all in-house. So we went there for lunch, then we went back to the resort, hung out. I met some couple friends that were staying there and chatted with them. And yeah, so then that evening we leave because, of course, in Palm Springs, the sun sets a little earlier. So by 6 o'clock, it's starting to get dark. So we leave, we go back to the hotel, we have a little power nap, and then we get ready. We grab some food out at one of the restaurants, and then we head over to the village, which I'll call the gay strip, but I'll call it the village. And we go dancing at some of the gay bars that are there. And then we, the night gets late and it's time to head back to the hotel again. So we get up the next day. We also decided that we wanted to go the next day back by the pool at the gay resort. So we got another day pass and we spent the day and the friends that I had met there the day before were there. So we chit-chatted and they were leaving that evening to fly back home. So we exchanged numbers and I'm very excited to say that we are still chatting and we still text every single day. So I'm very excited. That is my friend Israel. And I'm so happy that I met him and his partner John there and that we've maintained a friendship through all of this stuff. And I've tried to get a couple times of stuff booked. But the pandemic kept canceling everything. So, hopefully when it's all said and done, I'm definitely going to be out there and visit them and spend some time with them out in Palm Springs. So there's lots to do there, guys. Palm Springs is, the homes are very art decoed. So I love that. Like it's stuff that you don't see, like you would think about, you know, in the 1950s and the early 60s, all that kind of cool kind of art deco stuff. Well, that's what's in Palm Springs. It's a lot of fun. Palm Springs kind of was developed by celebrities because at one time when actors worked with studios, they were contracted and they weren't allowed to be any further than 3 hours away from Los Angeles in case of filming or whatever they needed. So Palm Springs is within 90 minutes of the city. So it was kind of discovered by some celebrities and they built this town up. So it's a way to kind of retreat from LA, get away from all the traffic and all the people. And that's kind of what happens there on the weekends too. So a lot of people that live in Los Angeles come to Palm Springs for the weekend so that they can go bar hopping and eating food and staying at hotels. And when we were there, the underwear designer owner, Andrew Christian was there. So we bumped into him a couple of times. So it was kind of fun, you know, not necessarily a huge celebrity, but a celebrity in his own right, you know, with his big underwear brand that's known everywhere, but just kind of stuff like that. We had skipped one of the bars one night that we didn't go to, and we should have because we had found out the next day that Barry Manilow was hanging out there because he has a home. He's settled now in Palm Springs. So does Suzanne Summers, and so does Barbara Streisand. So there's a bunch of celebrities that have homes in the area, and they live there, and then they have the Palm Springs International Film Festival. So that brings a lot of celebrities into town as well, too. And of course, it's a great town. It's in the desert. The weather is gorgeous. It's sunny. It's warm. There's no humidity. So you're just dealing with desert heat. And they have a lot of really cool art shops there. They have a lot of really cool restaurants. Shopping is amazing. There's so much shopping you can do in Palm Springs. And of course, you come out of these stores and you look at the mountain range and the beautiful scenery. So it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous city. I can't wait to go back. If you have never been to Palm Springs, you definitely need to put it on your list. Another fun thing, though, that I didn't do it because I don't like heights, it's the Palm Springs tram. So you can take that from the ground all the way up to one of the mountain ranges, and then you can look out over the city. So Edward, when we went in June of 2019, Edward did it. I didn't do it. He had a great time up there because it takes you all the way up to the mountain top. And then there is a restaurant up there, an observation area and all that kind of stuff. But it's way too high for me. I would have had a panic attack in the tram on the way up. So it would just have been bad for everybody. So I was glad just to see the video that he showed me when he came back down. So, yeah, that's what I love about Palm Springs. I felt safe there. There's lots of things to do. There's lots of places to take pictures, a lot of beautiful homes there, and very unique architecture. So I really love that, the architecture. And of course, everyone in Palm Springs has a pool because you need it because it's too hot. So I can't wait to go back. If you have not been, please put it on your list. I can tell you right now, you will not be disappointed that you went to Palm Springs. Okay, guys, another city on my list that I really, really love. It is 3 hours away from me, about 3 hours and 15 minutes away from Windsor. And it's in the middle of the cornfields, and that is Columbus, Ohio. Yes, I did say I love a city in Ohio, and it is called Columbus. So if I give you a comparison, Columbus is like Chicago. This is what it reminds me of. It reminds me of Chicago, but on a smaller scale. So Chicago in its own is a great city, but it's very big and very spread out. But Columbus has that kind of same kind of feel, but on a much smaller scale. It's an artsy city. It's got a pretty good gay neighborhood. There's a lot of bars that are nearby. And guys, I talk about gay neighborhood because I'm gay. And of course, when I go to a city, I do like to hang out in that element and partake and take that in when I'm there, whether I'm supporting a gay restaurant or going to a gay bar and going dancing with friends, or I'm going to a shop that's owned by somebody from the LGBTQ community. I want to support all of that here. I don't have that in Windsor. So when I go to places like Columbus, I want to be able to partake in that. It's important to me as a gay male to spend my dollars in businesses that are owned by people in the LGBTQ community. So there's an area called the Short North, and that has a lot of restaurants on it. It has a lot of independent shops. It has a lot of wine restaurants, wine stores. It has some vintage stores. It has underwear stores. It has men's stores. It has a comic store that's there where you can get all these old school, like, you know, Star Wars figures, Star Trek figures, Garbage Pail Kids, all that kind of stuff there. So it's really cool. And hotels, everything's kind of all right there on the Short North. So that's a great area to spend some time in. They have the Columbus Zoo. You can also spend some time down by the river in Columbus and walk along there. Sorry, I was just pausing there because I was looking for the name and I had mentioned it wrong in Nashville because in Columbus, it's the Scioto River. So disregard the name of the river that I had said in Nashville because that is wrong. So that's why I paused. What else is in? There's Easton Town shopping. So that's a huge outdoor shopping complex. I like to stop there when I'm on my way to Columbus. So you park your car and then all the shops, it's kind of like you're walking around in little streets, little cobblestone, little, I don't know how to describe it. You know what I'm talking about, but it looks like you're in a little neighborhood and you're walking down little alleys and all that. And they have little shops in each there. And then they have these kind of big kind of complexes that have a bunch of shops inside them as well. So I really like spending some time walking around there because it's fun, especially if it's a nice sunny day. It's nice to do your shopping outside and not having to worry about being trapped in a mall somewhere. So check that out. And then one of my favorite places that I love to go and I tell everybody about it is the Candle Lab. So the Candle Lab is unique to Columbus. They are a candle store. So you go in, but you make your own candles. So they're soy-based. You get to go in. They have over 200 scents. You can mix and match them all together, whatever you feel like makes a good aroma for you. You pick out your own jars, and then you bring it all to the counter, and then you kind of become a mixologist. So you mix it in whatever scents that you want to be more stronger than others. You want a subtle note of something or whatever. And then they pour it into the jar that they pour the candle wax, the soy-based candle wax, into the jar that you've picked. And then you mix your scents in with it, and then you stir it. And then they will put in the wick and then you leave it there for about 90 minutes. So you can go and do some eating, some shopping or whatever and come back. You also get to create your own labels for it. So you can come up with your own names. You can write down the scents that you used on it. And when you come back, they're all wrapped up nicely in bags and packaging. It's beautiful. And I take great pride. So I have these candles all around my house from the Candle Lab. My friend Kristen is one of the assistant managers at the one in the Worthington, which is a little neighborhood south of the downtown of Columbus. And that's a very kind of trendy area. There's lots of cool restaurants in there as well and places to shop. But I like to go to the Candle Lab there because my friend Kristen is there and I love to spend some time with her. And I just have a great experience. And I have mentioned it to some friends from Windsor who have been in Columbus and they stopped in and they've met Kristen, they made candles and they had a great experience. It was unlike anything that they have done themselves because we don't have anything like that around here. So Candle Lab, if you are in Columbus, stop at one of their locations, have a great time. It's the kids, everybody can go and make candles. You'll have a great time there, I promise. There's a shop there I like to shop at called Torso. It is owned by someone in the LGBTQ community and they sell t-shirts and they sell some women's clothing, but they sell menswear, Speedos, underwear, fans, little knickknacks for your house. And then they sell stuff, you know, seasonally. So like for Halloween or for Christmas, but I do like to go in there. I always make a stop at Torso, and spend a little bit of money when I'm there, because again, I can see the product in person without having to order anything. So that's great as well too. So I do love Torso. And guys, Columbus is a great city. I always have a great time. I can't wait for the border to open up again, because that's going to be one of the first places that I'm going to get in the car and head to. Friends can come with me or I'll go by myself. I always have a great time. It's a beautiful city. If you have not been to Columbus, Ohio, put it down on your list. Okay, guys, because you will not be disappointed. All of these cities I'm telling you are, you are going to have an amazing time. You will not be disappointed. So next one I want to talk about is Fort Lauderdale. So a lot of you guys have probably been to Florida. You've been somewhere like Orlando. Maybe you've been to St. Petersburg. You've been on that side. But I love Fort Lauderdale because I love the Atlantic Ocean side. I love the city. I love the beaches over there. I love that it's close to Miami and it's close to South Beach because there's lots of things that you can do on that side. And they have a wonderful gay neighborhood called Wilton Manors there. And some of my straight friends that have traveled with me have come and spent time in the gay neighborhood with me and had an amazing time. They were made to feel very welcome. They enjoyed their time there. And it's just such a great city. Again, there's lots of things to do in Fort Lauderdale. For me, it's the beach. I love to spend time on the beach. I put on my Speedos. There's Fort Lauderdale Beach, and one part of it is called Sebastian Beach, and that is the gay beach. So that's where all the gay boys and girls all hang out together, and they wear their Speedos. And we all have a lot of fun when we're there, just chilling, basking in the sun. I've met some wonderful people. I've met some of my friends that are still my friends today on the beach. So I'm very social. I do very well in environments like that. And I love Fort Lauderdale. I always have a great time because, of course, as soon as we land and we get checked in, first thing I'm putting on is a tank top, shorts, and flip-flops. And I pretty much wear that the whole time we're there. I love to go dancing. I love to go shopping when I'm there because they have some great shopping in Fort Lauderdale. And, of course, spending time on the beach. And it's the downtown of Fort Lauderdale is beautiful. There's lots to do down on Las Olas. There's some restaurants, shopping. That's where I ran into Henry Cavill when I met Superman. So lots of things that you can do in Fort Lauderdale. So I don't want to go on and on too much about it because if you have not been to Fort Lauderdale, I want you to check it out. I want you to do a little bit of exploring when you're there. Just take it all in. You can paddleboard. You can go on boat tours. You can take a little trip down to Miami and do the celebrity home boat tour there where they take you out to Star Island and you can see all the celebrities' homes from the water. So there's lots of things to do on that side of the Florida coast. And again, it's only 3 hours south of Florida of Orlando. So you can always take a day or two to go up to Disney World. And then come back and spend time in Fort Lauderdale. So the last city I'm going to talk about is one of my favorites, and I've been there twice now, is Washington, D.C. And I do love Washington, D.C. because, A, it is the nation's capital of the United States, and I know I'm Canadian, but I still loved going there. My friend Brad was living there at the time, so he was gracious enough to let me spend several times staying with him when I've been to the city. And he was very close to the White House and those kind of things. So it was easy to leave his front door and just walk to the Capitol, to walk over to the White House, to walk over to the Lincoln Memorial, to the Washington Monument, all that kind of stuff. So he was really, really centrally located. And what can I say? I mean, Washington's amazing. Everybody there, yes, has a mission, and everybody's meeting people and moving up the ranks and doing all that kind of stuff, but which is fine. I mean, that's a government city and that's what people are doing. But I did have a great time taking in all the sights. I mean, this is stuff I'd see in movies. This is stuff I'd read about in history books. And then to be standing there in front of Lincoln's monument and just being like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm here. Or I'm taking a picture outside the Washington Monument, or I'm outside of the White House. Like, I'm so excited. I can't even tell you how excited I was to be there. The first time that I went and I was standing outside of the White House, that was so amazing. I just, it was a dream. For someone growing up and seeing all this on TV and in movies and never thinking that I would ever have the opportunity to go, I went and I loved it. And Washington is a great city. You will find a whole bunch of things to do there. And I don't even have to give you a list of stuff. There's some great restaurants. There's excellent shopping. Arlington Cemetery, I went there. And that's where all the soldiers have been laid to rest from all the different wars. And you walk through there and you're just taking it all in. I mean, the day we went, it was super, super hot. So I was walking through it looking for shade because people don't realize that Washington is, in fact, built in a swamp, and it gets very humid there in the summertime. So you may want to consider going there maybe in late spring or early fall just because it is very humid. I didn't realize that until I went there and asked, why is it so humid? It's Washington. And they were like, because we're built in a swamp. Essentially, it's built in a swamp. And then we got to go to George Washington's home. and spend some time there. And while we were there, there was a Renaissance festival going on the property as well. So there was lots of things to do and see. And I, you know, of course, I love the history of it all. And to be a part of that and walk through it, that these, some of these historical figures had walked in previously, it was just humbling. So I'm really glad that I've had the experience. There is some talk that Brad may be moving back to Washington from Phoenix. So maybe if that happens, I will definitely take a trip back there again. But guys, I can't say it enough. Put Washington, D.C. on your list. And there's lots of things to do because a lot of the museums there, people don't know, are free. So it's great if you take family or kids or whatever, because a lot of the museums that you go into, you don't have to pay. And I thought, oh, that's great. And they're worth it. They're worth it. I spent time at most of the museums when I was there, A, because they were free, and B, it's because they were very interesting. So that's things that people don't really know as well, too, that they don't cost you to go into these things as well. So, guys, that's all I had for you today. I know we're all dreaming about traveling one day. I don't know what you have on your list of places to go. Maybe you're thinking like, God, when I get out of lockdown or I get out of quarantine or, you know, life goes back to normal, I want to travel. I don't know where to go. I hope that one of these cities that I've talked about today are on your list. You are going to love them. I swear by it. If you don't enjoy it, you can come and yell at me. You can DM me on my Instagram page and say, I had a terrible time. I can't believe you mentioned the city. But I promise you will enjoy each of these cities in their own right. They're all amazing. So guys, that's all I had for you today. Thank you for listening. Remember, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Sean's Magical Odyssey. You can also follow me on Twitter at Magical Sean. And make sure you check out my YouTube channel at Sean's Magical Odyssey, because I do lots of fun and silly things on there as well. And it's a way to see me visually as opposed to hearing me only audibly on here. So guys, thank you for listening today. Wherever you are, stay safe. Love one another. Get vaccinated. We are going to get through this very, very soon. We need to stay in this together. And guys, thank you so much for listening today. And we'll see you next time.